You're listening to SBS News.
A tourist in Thailand's become the first person outside of China diagnosed with a new and mysterious SARS-linked virus. The woman was quarantined after landing in Bangkok from eastern China, where the outbreak began at a fish market in December. The World Health Organization says it's not surprised the SARS, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome virus, has spread beyond China. But respiratory disease experts say people in Australia shouldn't get too concerned just yet. SARS is a viral respiratory disease caused by a coronavirus. Kirsty Short is from the University of Queensland's School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences. She says while it's possible the coronavirus could spread to Australia, there's no evidence yet to suggest that it's likely to happen.
This is a new virus. So we as scientists haven't had the chance to study really important things like how transmissible is it from person to person, how long is the incubation period with this virus, how long are you infectious with this virus. So there's a lot of unknowns.
The international medical communities reacted quickly to the outbreak, but Dr. Short says more studies needed to truly understand it.
Already this has happened extremely quick. When you think about the fact that these cases were really breaking out at the end of December, start of January, we now have identified the virus. We now have a sequence that people can use to screen for the virus. Now to truly understand the virus, what we need to do is test the virus in laboratories.
The mysterious bug's been identified as being a coronavirus like those which can cause the common cold, but also more clinically serious conditions such as SARS. SARS killed more than 700 people around the world during an outbreak that began in China in 2002. Dr. Keith Chappell is also of the University of Queensland's School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences. He says the information available to Australian researchers doesn't suggest a SARS-like epidemic is imminent.
There's no evidence at all currently of human-to-human transmission, so there's no threat at all. What this highlights is two things: that these type of viruses can emerge, new viruses that we've never seen before, but also that you need to be wary in your interactions with wildlife. You know, it's not exactly known where this virus has come from, but the speculation that it's come from a bat, because, you know, bats are known to carry the most closely related viruses.
The Department of Health has confirmed no cases of the disease have been reported in Australia, but it had followed the situation closely in collaboration with the states and territories. Evan Young, SBS News.